And now this is a dictation for Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, Shea, S-H-E-A, February 13, 1348. Address as a letter to Dr. Prouty, P as in Paul, R-O-U-T-Y, 8753732. Dear Dr. Prouty, consultation for Mrs. Shea with abnormal kidney function, progressive over the last couple of years. She is aware of this change over the last few years, but no formal workup has been done. She was exposed to ibuprofen, full dose 800 milligrams, 3 times a day, just discontinued a few months back for a number of years. Denies change on weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, occasionally incontinence of urgency, but no cloudiness of blood or decrease on volume. Does have diffuse arthritis, multiple joints, including feet, knees, back, presently taking tramadol. Denies gross edema. There has been no recurrence of atrial fibrillation, has been taking anticoagulation with Eliquis. No diuretics. Denies chest pain palpitations, denies increase of dyspnea, denies major cough sputum production, no orthopnea PND, no syncope, no falling episode, lightheadedness, has a chronic back pain, which is not new, no gross radiation, no compromise of bowel or urine, denies skin rash, bruises or bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches. Other extensive review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, diabetes at least the last 7 years, but she is not aware of diabetic retinopathy, neuropathy, or foot ulcers. Does have hypertension, hyperlipidemia, a recent diagnosis of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She does have congestive heart failure with prior decreased ejection fraction, but since then, it has improved to 57%, has some valve abnormalities that does not require invasive procedures, has been followed with cardiology. She refers hepatitis when she was 12 years old. She thinks it's hepatitis B, which will be unusual, but there is no documented chronic liver disease, denies anemia, blood transfusion, gastrointestinal bleeding. She's been told about the kidney abnormalities for a few years, but no kidney stones, gout, or recurrent urinary tract infection. She's not aware of blood in the urine, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, reported side effects to iodine. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral knee replacement. This is within the last 1.5 years. Appendix, gallbladder, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for severe prolapse, no cancer, right-sided carpal tunnel, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol, present or past, red alcohol. Next paragraph, medications includes Jardiance, which was started for her heart within the last 6 months. Metformin, Losartan, Lipitor, Eliquis, Aldactone, Metoprolol, a number of over-the-counters, Tramadol, Ativan, Aspirin, right now off the ibuprofen. Next paragraph. mother died of kidney disease but was not on dialysis. Sister died also from kidney disease, dialysis, from diabetes, and apparently other medical issues. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, 63 inches tall, weight 224. Blood pressure was 140, 85. At home in the 110s, 130s over 60s and 70s. I repeat, blood pressure here was 180 over 80 on the right side. She is obese person, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye movements, upper dentures, has her own teeth on the button, no mucosal abnormalities, normal speech, no palpable neck masses, silo lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rapid gallop, no murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness masses, liver spleen ascites, no major edema, no gross focal deficit, no skin mucosal abnormalities, no lymph nodes enlargement. Next paragraph, most recent, chemistries shows a progressive change of creatinine, was around 1.1, 22, and then has risen to 1.13, 1.29, 1.52, and in October 1.48 for a GFR of 37, stage 3B. A normal sodium, potassium in the upper side 5.1 with a normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH not elevated. 4 plus glucose, which probably represents the Giardians, otherwise no blood, no protein, no cells. Normal white blood cell platelets, malanemia 13, with an MCV of 91. The last A1C, September at 7. Prior potassium at 5.2, cholesterol appears to be less than 200, with triglyceride less than 150, LDL less than 70, and HDL of 63. Back in 2016-2017, creatinine was 0.8. After that, a slowly progressive change. Albumin creatinine ratio, the most recent September, less than 30. There is an echo from April, I believe at the time of AFib, ejection fraction was low at 36%, but since then has improved to 57. There has been some dilatation of the left ventricle without hypertrophy. Moderate mitral valve regurgitation, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, and mild pulmonary hypertension. In June of this year, stress testing was done. But not needed a cardiac cath. And in July, a CT scan with IV contrast ruled out pulmonary emboli, incidental left-sided adrenal likely adenoma, no pericardial effusion, no other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3, progressive over the last few years, probably from prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, ibuprofen, as indicated above. There is a background of diabetes. There is a background of diabetes and hypertension. However, diabetes, at least recently, appears to be well controlled. blood pressure, however, in the office is predominant systolic and running high, cannot rule out, of course, white coat hypertension, given that blood pressure at home is much improved. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. She's tolerating ARB, losartan, and aldactone, presently not on diuretics. She's following a diet for diabetes and also trying to do low sodium for heart and blood pressure. No evidence of recurrence of atrial fibrillation. Remains on beta blockers and Eliquis. Recent cardiomyopathy and low ejection fraction, which has improved, remains on beta blockers, aldactone, and Jardiance. Ibuprofen was already discontinued. Blood tests will be done in a regular basis. We are requesting a kidney ultrasound. She will continue checking blood pressure at home, aiming for at least less than 140 and less than 80. If persistent high blood pressure, despite this present regimen, we will assess for potential renal artery stenosis, explain the meaning of kidney disease, expect no symptoms. Symptoms is related to advanced kidney disease, most people under GFR of 15. She has an experience of kidney disease from mother and sister. We will continue follow up with you. End of dictation.